Hello, through to James at MMA Legal. How may I help?
Hiya, James. It's David Scott. I'm just returning your call.
Ah, fantastic. Hold on one moment, David. Let me just pull your file. Okay, so just for data protection purposes, David, could you please confirm for me your date of birth?
01/04/1963.
Brilliant. Your postal address?
It's 5/3 Greenacre, Edinburgh, and the postcode is EH143JG.
Fantastic. And then either your mobile number or your email address, please, David.
My email address is mayidol247. I think it might be actually, I will do is my phone number because I've used a couple of emails there. But my phone number is 07465745544.
Fantastic. Past data protection purposes now, David. The reason for our call previous, I don't know if you received our email.
I did, yeah.
We just need confirmation if you're able to give it to us, your brother's date of birth,
yeah.
For both of them. It's just one of the counsellors who come back just to verify the records are correct, who they're asking for
Yeah.
are under yourself.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I don't do my own son. But the thing is, I don't know. I'm not actually 100% sure of one of my brothers. Well, the two of them, but Albert George Boat, or I think it's Albert Edward Boat, his date of birth is 28 of March 1960, I think, or 1961. I'm not 100% sure, because obviously he's passed away now. I can't even ask him,
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
And Robert Boat, I don't know if he's got a middle name or not, I ain't got a clue because he never stayed with me, I never really had contact with him,
Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about that. And then I've got two addresses for you for before you were placed into care. So there's Stenhouse at Gardens North,
Yeah.
or was it 8 Canongate, Edinburgh?
I think 100%. I say I'm 100% sure. I'm 95% sure it's Canongate, number 8 Canongate, because that's on my birth certificate. And I presume my brothers were there with my
Yeah.
mum, obviously, before she passed, before she died. So I presume that, I mean, that they all stayed there, sort of thing.
Yep, that's perfectly fine. I believe that we have your general practitioner being at a Wester Hales Healthy Living Centre.
Yeah, that's where that's obviously that's my that's where I'm registered to now. Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Okay, no problem. So at the moment, David, we're essentially just trying to locate your records, being for Cannon Lodge, sorry, Children's
Yeah.
Home, and also for when you was at the Priory in Selkirk. So we've managed to
No,
identify.
it's the Priory. The Priory's still in Morningside. It was just beside Kieran Lodge. Yeah, it's the Priory Kieran Lane. Kingdom Lodge, yeah.
All right, fantastic. So we've identified that the council who would have your information in regards to that setting would be the Scottish Borders Council. So
It'll
yes,
be, I think, sorry, I'm sorry, Jim, I'm not cutting you off. It'll be Edinburgh Council, it'll be Edinburgh Social Work Department,
yeah. So we've also subject
Oh,
actually requested them as well. They they
yeah.
they that's where essentially why we're coming back to you, because they're asking us to confirm obviously your brother's date of birth, and then also to confirm which address it was he was in prior before Kerr. And so we'll be able to get back to them, and hopefully they'll come back to us with further records for you being at Cannon Lodge. And then as soon as
It depends how you see it, depends where you're from. It's called Canaan Lodge, but Canaan Lodge is still the same thing, it's still the same spelling, you know what I mean?
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. It's just
Because
I know it's a
you're English and I'm Scottish, it's different way we say
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
it,
Most of the time, we'll just obviously ask for spelling. If like, obviously, instead of trying to guess some of the places in Scotland, like Gaia Shells, like I had no idea how to pronounce that or even how to spell it. So a
Yeah, I
lot of
know.
time, the fact I'm just asking people to obviously confirm spelling for me. But yeah, we'll be able to go back to Edinburgh Council today, just to confirm that information for them. So then
Yeah,
hopefully,
and my name was there was David George Boat.
Yeah, we've got your previous name, so they are aware of that as well. So essentially, as soon as we get something back from Edinburgh City Council, which should be within the next couple of weeks, and with Scottish Borders, the deadline is for the 15th of August. They're
Well,
usually on the ball. They'll get back to us before then without needing to send a further chaser. And then once we get records back from them, and then also your general practitioner, will be in a position where we can give you a call to book a day, what's best available for yourself, and a time to where we can book you in for a witness statement, which will all be done all over the phone. And as well, when it comes to this witness statement, you will be in control of the phone call. So say if you want to, take a little break, or just gather your thoughts for a few moments, or possibly, make yourself a cup of tea or anything like that, you're more than welcome to do so. It will all be at your pace.
No, that's fine. I have to answer. My brother Robert Bo was at, I don't know if it will help, but he was at Red Hall Children's Home, Edinburgh.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. If was you at that place, or was as well, or did you
No,
go to a different setting to your brother?
he was taken away from mama said he was put in there by his cellar.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. We'll be able to obviously see when we are in receipt of your childcare record, obviously a bit more of a detailed timeline, and obviously what happened, and then we'll be able to move forward from there. But we would hope to try and book you in within the next, hopefully within like the middle of August, we'll be able to give you a call and try and organise a date with you. And then we are estimating, once we've provided Scottish Redress with your application, witness statement, and your supporting evidence, that we're going to get a response, estimated between anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks. So hopefully by the time Christmas what comes along, you'd have had your formal apology from the council to obviously express that they failed in their duty of care for you as a child, and then also that any compensation what you're deserving, you'll also be paid to as well.
That's fine. It's not a problem. The good news is I'm on holiday in August, so at any time if I they can phone me, it's fine now.
All right, yeah, brilliant. What days are you on a holiday? Because I'll make a note so we don't call you.
The whole of August,
The whole of August.
apart from the last two, the 30 and 31 August, I've took 4 weeks off. I just take 4 weeks off because I can't. But I'm available from the 1st of August till the just to the 29th of August.
All right, okay, no problem. I'll make a note on your file that obviously you're very available in the month of August, and hopefully we'll be able to get you all sorted within that month.
Lovely. I appreciate that, Jamie. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. If you need any if you need to ring up for any inquiries about anything, feel free to give us a call.
I've seen a couple of other people who were at the children's home, because obviously the Western Hills is a council area, and I've actually gave them your phone number. I don't have the phone up and all that. I goes, they can phone them and ask them, see what's happening, because they were in Kinninwood as well, so I don't have the phone and all that. I gave them your number anyway.
Oh, brilliant. I don't know if you're aware, if you tell them, your people who obviously are able to qualify for the scheme, if you refer them and you let them know, that
Jamie,
when they do ring
I
us.
understand. That's a problem. I understand that doesn't bother me because it's one of these things. At least somebody's sticking up for us, and it goes, well, sticking up for me, stuck up for you, stuck up for everybody, and
Yeah,
you
of
know what I mean?
course.
So
I was just trying to make you aware that if you refer anyone to the scheme, to us,
I've seen it on the website, so it's fine. It's not a problem, eh?
but we can actually award you with some money to essentially for some referral. I'll speak to our manager about it. But if you
I
provide
can't.
me with the names of the people who rang in who were
Yeah,
thinking of you in
that's
the
the
scheme.
thing. What I'll do is I'll probably see one of them again, but I'll never see the other guy. The other one guy I know his name's Andy somebody, and I can't actually remember the second name. So
Yeah.
that's Andy somebody, but he might never phone me, because he was only for 2 or 3 years, so he might never phone me.
Oh, he should. Even if he was only in care for like 6 months, it still qualifies under the scheme
That's
to
what I see
go
to
through
man.
it. Yeah, exactly. So, but if you get anyone who you pass our number to, if you tell them to obviously say they've been referred to by yourself, then you'll be able to be awarded for that.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Okay, Jamie, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries, David. Have a nice day.
You too, my friend. Cheers. Bye-bye. Yeah. Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.